Chapter 3. The Cowboy. In the ensuing defeat, Texas would endure Union occupation and Reconstruction, and later the literal whirlwind. For the time being, the great migrations to Texas ceased. From 1870 until the dawn of the 20th century, farming and ranching reigned supreme and gave rise to the most mythical era in Texas, the era of the cowboy. Cattle were plenty. The head-scratching problem for cattle ranchers was the price they received for them. A steer was worth just $4 here in Texas, while it was worth $40 in Kansas, where it could be shipped by rail to markets in the East. So ranchers turned to the tough, rangy old longhorn. A descendant of feral Spanish cattle, whose beef was tougher than that of the short-horned English cattle. But it could survive in the wild, and had been so plentiful at times they were hunted from horseback. And if they could survive that, they could survive the 700-mile trek north to Kansas. Ranchers looked at longhorns as a way to fill the coffers of a place impoverished by war and occupation. There was one important obstacle when a rancher surveyed the map of the landscape between, say, South Texas and Kansas: the Comanche. Skilled and ruthless raiders, some bands had amassed fortunes in stolen horses and cows. Fierce and pitiless warriors, they displaced the Kiowa and Jicarilla Apaches without a second glance. When they came into contact with Anglos, the results were often horrific. Earlier, Texas had failed to ratify treaties with the Comanche, and now attempts to move them to reservations in Oklahoma were failing. As S.C. Gwynn recounted in his masterful book, Empire of the Summer Moon, no tribe in the history of the Spanish, French, Mexican, Texan, and American occupations of this land had ever caused so much havoc and death. In strategic terms, the Comanche threatened to roll back the western frontier in Texas and blunt the westward expansion of the United States. The Texas Rangers and the U.S. 4th Cavalry moved out into the hill country and the flat plain of the Llano Estacado with a single mission: to deal harshly with the Comanche, even if it meant dry.